This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, before he comes on after me, we'll catch up with what Michael Bartley's talking about. We'll do that towards the end of the show. I heard Paul talk about Robert Morris playing at St. Bonaventure tonight. I have been to a million places to cover and or go to sporting events in this country. I've been to a gazillion college towns. Olean, New York absolutely may be the worst. I'm sorry, no offense to all of Bona Nation. The Riley Center's a cool little gym, and it's a gym. It's not an arena, it's a little gym. Olean, New York, the sun shines about 3 days a year. And if you go at like this time of year, that same snow will be there after St. Patrick's Day. Like it's that same base coat of snow. It never melts. And it gets dark. You think it gets dark here early? It gets dark there at like 1:45 in the afternoon. And the sun doesn't come up till like 10:30 in the morning. You get maybe 3 hours of daylight. It's a bad town. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it. It's bad. It makes Loretto look like New York City. I'll just put it that way. Anyway, good luck to Andy Toole and his Robert Morris Colonials. Is Mark Schmidt still the coach at St. Bonaventure? He used to be. He's a great man. And he used to be the coach at Robert Morris. Very good guy. Other than having to live in Olean, New York, or thereabouts. Anyway, 866-391-1020. So give a listen to this. Here is this rift between President Trump and members of, well, elected officials who have served. This is the whole story.
The Democrats posted a video saying the Trump administration is pitting uniformed military and intelligence professionals against American citizens. President Trump called that seditious.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Behavior punishable by death. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul described that as dangerous.
I think we should be careful about rhetoric.
The president has ordered troops into U.S. cities and airstrikes in international waters.
Okay, so there is that. Now, for their part, for all of this, this is the video that Chris DeLuzio and some other people were part of.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military.
And the intelligence community.
Who take risks each day.
To keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, The threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
All right, so for his part, Trump took to Truth Social, which is Trump's own Twitter for the most part, his own version of Twitter, and he tweeted or put out there, "Seditious behavior, punishable by death!" Exclamation point. It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each of those traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set. And that's what Donald Trump put out there. Now, here's the thing. Trump uses rhetoric and words that are silly, stupid, dumb. Does he really want Chris DeLuzio killed? No, not at all. And that's clinging to a word that Trump put out there that was dumb. Trump, it would have been just as effective if he didn't use the word death. But that's how Trump operates, and he's stupid for it. What he should have written was, they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law if they broke a law. Bring them to trial and see. Trump also should have put out there that what specifically are people doing that is breaking the law? And asked. But instead, and this is where both sides are, it's idiocy, that using the word death now shifts the focus of this whole thing to Trump's words as opposed to that video that was produced by the Democrats. And now you have Democrats who are able to latch on and say he wants to assassinate people who are American citizens and elected officials. All the while, Jay Jones, not too long ago, Virginia's Democratic nominee for Attorney General, said things way worse. Three people, two bullets, Gilbert, Hitler, Pol Pot, Gilbert gets two bullets in the head. And then he talked about killing kids, too. I mean, that's just way over the line. Trump's inability to just not necessarily take the high road, but his inability to do anything but kill an ant with a sledgehammer is so stupid in this instance. Where now, again, like I said, he shifts the focus to his words, as opposed to what could have been the message. Bob's in Allison Park. Hi, Bob.
How's it going, Colin?
Great.
I appreciate the call. And also, on a real quick side note, thank you, as always, for your support of my wife, Bonnie. I had all kinds of stuff to say. I had finally had some time to catch up and listen to your show. I'm second generation Italian, you know, and seeing these immigration issues, it's a slap in the face to my parents. When we were brought up, it was about coming to this country and loving America and assimilating. But, you know, in today's world, Colin, you can't really be pro-Trump anymore. I've been using the phrase policy over personality for quite some time. If you just focus on the policies versus the stupid crap that you just hit the nail on the head with the things that come out of his mouth, the policies have a lot of common sense to them. But the bottom line is his communication just sucks. But I believe I would vote for him again now because it takes some crazy to run crazy, if that makes sense.
No, it's a good point, except he's doing people in the middle no favors. He's actually doing J.D. Vance no favors, where he could swing some votes of undecided people going into the next election. If he didn't, like, case in point with the plane the other day, you can get the same message across and not call names or point a finger at some lady and act like a total jerk. You don't have to be a fine gentleman, but you could say, stop right there. I'm not answering this. Let's move on. Same effectiveness, but you don't come across people looking to make you a terrible person and give them that ammunition. He steps in his own stuff all the time. And at this point, he's never going to change. But here's the thing. it's not just going to affect him. It's going to affect the Republican Party for years to come, one would think. He could have very effectively today said the same thing without using the word death, and we wouldn't be here right now. It wouldn't be the issue. What needs to be sorted out, though, is what DeLuzio or anybody else in that video, precisely what they were talking about and what they have issue with. That should be the question to them. Is there a specific incident or is something happening right now that forced you to do this? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.